50-minute mark on the Fan. That is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Donnie Football with you until 6. In for the guys on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Some good NBA action this afternoon. I have Memphis and Minnesota on one of the two TVs in here. We have the national championship tonight at 7:30. We will get into that matchup later on, Ohio State and Notre Dame. Charlie Borges is with me behind the glass. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call. Charlie will get you all set up at 412-928-9370. ESPN is still predicting the Steelers to re-sign Russell Wilson, and doing so for more than just 1 year. Dan Graziano speculates the Steelers will sign Wilson to a multi-year deal that could resemble, here you go, Charlie, the Baker Mayfield contract of 3 years, $100 million. There's even a thought that the contract would need to be for more value for Wilson to say yes. Charlie, could you imagine a team right now in the NFL paying Russell Wilson more than Baker Mayfield?
The Jets or the Giants, but they're run by not the smartest of people.
Not the smartest of people. I mean.
It's pretty much what you're going for.
Especially with the Jets.
To give Russell Wilson that kind of a contract, you should probably be fired.
The point is, no team in their right mind would give him more money than Baker Mayfield right now. Agreed?
1,000,000%.
SpotTrack has Wilson's evaluation right around $40 million per year. And I know our pal Mark Cabali put that out there a few weeks ago, maybe even a month ago now. And that is roughly $7 million more dollars per year than what Baker Mayfield has on his contract. And just for reference, the Denver deal for Russell Wilson clocked in at about $48.5 million per year. And that deal obviously blew up in Denver's face, even though that team cut bait and got as far as the Steelers did this season, and they did so with a rookie quarterback, and they now have a much more promising future. Who is paying Russell Wilson $100 million? The LA Dodgers? More on them later, by the way. The Steelers signing Russell Wilson to a 3-year deal for that amount of money would be a massive mistake. I'd rather overpay a few bucks on Justin Fields. The guy at least has somewhat of a tangible upside right now. He's only in his mid-20s. Russ had a nice little run. The experiment was worth it. The Steelers got the guy for pennies on the dollar. Sometimes you just get what you pay for. But down the stretch, it was ugly, to put it lightly, for Russell Wilson. The final four games, a rating around 81, 4 passing touchdowns, and 4 turnovers. The final 4 regular season games were brutal all around, and they also were for Russell Wilson. The only point where I watched Russell Wilson during that stretch and thought to myself, he's playing pretty well, the early going against Baltimore in that regular season game right before Christmas. Looking pretty good before that fumble around the goal line. And then he would later throw his worst interception of the season. That would pretty much put that game away. But he was bad against Philly. Decent first half, like I said, against Baltimore, but he had that huge fumble. Nothing inspirational against Kansas City. The team looked pretty lifeless as a whole that day. Sucked against Cincinnati, which had one of the worst defenses in football. And then if you want to throw the playoff game in there, the cosmetics of it do Russell Wilson a lot of favors. 270, two touchdowns, no picks. Looked like he had a nice little day in that playoff game, but we're not going to mention that the team was down 21-0 before the offense decided to arrive in the second half, and at that point it was too little, too late. That's just not going to cut it. Had a caller bring this up earlier, and if you watched the games this weekend, just look at the teams that are left and who they have at quarterback. They are all getting high-level play at the game's most important position. Patrick Mahomes, that speaks for itself. The man has won three Lombardis. They've gone to the AFC Championship game for the better part of the last decade. Josh Allen, an alien-type player, still trying to grab his first MVP and/or Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts gets criticized a lot, may have some shortcomings to his game, but is a very good athlete, very good runner with the football, and he's a better passer still than what he gets credit for. And Jaden Daniels, who was the rookie this season, similar to C.J. Stroud last season, who took the league by storm, caught them by surprise. Folks thought that the first guy drafted would be the better of the two. It happened to be that the second overall pick the last two drafts has turned into the young star. The Steelers don't have that with Wilson, and they won't have that over the next 3 years if they were to sign him longer term. The other old man options out there are not worth it either. Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, that would basically be the same thing as Russell Wilson, especially in the case of Cousins, assuming there's just a lot of money on the books from Atlanta, the Steelers could pay him the veteran minimum like they did with Wilson. But it would get them nowhere. You hear the word purgatory a lot because that is what the Steelers are stuck in right now. And it might take more than a couple of years to get out of. But running it back with Justin Fields is the better avenue than just bashing your head off the wall with Russell Wilson or another old man quarterback. I said it last week. Fields is the guy I would bring back. He's cheaper. He's younger. He has more potential. Now, do I trust the Steelers to untap that potential? Not necessarily. Not really. But with a guy that young, if he does flourish in your system, at some point, your next X amount of years are covered at the game's most important position. Not to mention here, if Arthur Smith is back, it's no secret now which quarterback he preferred to work with. Based on what we now know, if Arthur Smith comes back, it would make little to no sense trying to run it back with Wilson. Smith is in consideration for a few head coaching jobs, but those are positions where a very wide net has been cast. I would anticipate him being back, which again would tell me that Russell Wilson won't be. Jerry Dulac posted an article at the Post-Gazette last night. And I know Jerry doesn't always bat 1,000, but who does? He is pretty in tune with what is going on in that building. He said everything was pointing to a Russell Wilson long-term deal with the Steelers at 10-3. That was a long time ago. Then they ended the season losing their last 5. And given what we now know about Russ and Arthur Smith, there is a lot of question that that deal ever comes together at this point. I thought Jerry ended his passage about quarterbacks with an interesting little nugget. Quote, "That's why Justin Fields, in all likelihood, will be given the job. He's only 25, and he showed big development from his stay in Chicago." I'm with Jerry, which I said last week, and I said a few minutes ago. I think their smartest, most sensible route for 2025 is to give Justin Fields the full season. You saw those games yesterday. Quarterback is a big part of it, but the Steelers are more than just a QB away. But they don't exactly have their pick of the litter for next season. 412-928-9370. What do you want to see happen at quarterback? 412-928-9370. Russell Wilson for $100 million. You in on that? Maybe even a little bit more? 412-928-9370. Or do you like the idea of running it back with Justin Fields? 412-928-9370. Want to get your take on that coming up next. Also, hit us up at that same number on the fan text line. That is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie Football in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football in for Pony and Chris this afternoon. Charlie Borges is with me behind the glass talking everybody's favorite topic, Steelers quarterback. It is always funny, Charlie, when Pony will put out like the total request Thursday stuff. And we see people complain that we talk about quarterback too much. But then he puts it out there as one of the topics. And it just blows every single other option out of the water.
I was there for the casino on Thursday. It's exactly what they were talking about.
So that tells me that people do still see it as a pretty important topic. I won't make it the whole show, but there's definitely a point where the discussion needs to be had. 412-928-9370. Tony has been waiting patiently. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
I think the real problem lies with the Rooneys, not so much in Tomlin. They construct a roster for the 3 yards and a cloud of dust and play defense. In today's NFL, that does not work. The teams we have to beat, Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, all score 30 points a game. We don't have an offense anywhere near those guys. Our roster on offense is a disaster thanks to our draft picks over the past few years.
Yeah, Tony, I mean, I get your call there. Now, Mike Tomlin does have a lot of say in how that roster is put together. People try to push off the fact that the roster that gets thrown in front of him, he has no control over. That's just not the case. So he has as much say as pretty much anybody else, maybe more than anybody else in that front office. 412-928-9370. Going to go to Walt. And Charlie, you have Walt's location as the hospital. Walt, is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm just in here for some tests, the VA hospital.
Oh, well.
You guys. So, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you joining the conversation here. I was a little bit worried when I just saw Walt in the hospital on the line.
No need to be worried. No need.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to bank off that caller that just made it. I'm going to go a little further with it. I think these teams that think defense first or defense should be the strongest part of your game, I think they're wrong, and you can see that. Now, these last four games this weekend, the Chiefs won with 23 points. That was the lowest winning total of the four games. The Steelers only scored over 23 points seven times in 18 games. And the Commanders scored 45, and they never scored 45. So we got too much money wrapped up in the defense. That's because I just don't think you need that kind of money wrapped up in defense. And we've got to get some receivers. We've got to get a quarterback. Running back, I think we're okay on, but I think it's receivers and a quarterback we need to spend the money off and get off this philosophy that defense wins you games. Because to me, you can go five games without the defense scoring a point. So,
yeah, Walt, I appreciate the call. And again, I hope all of those tests go well for you. You see where defenses come up big in these playoffs, and it's not like these teams have defenses that are total pushovers. But it is still offense that rules the day. And until it is realized that, hey, we have to get up to that level, it's going to be a lot of wheel spinning. And when I bring up Justin Fields, I'm not saying that this guy is the answer. He's just really the logical option for next season. Because look at what the Steelers have available to them. It is a bunch of old guys. You got Justin Fields, who's already, well, technically he is not a Steeler right now, but Justin Fields, who was in the building this whole season, out of the current options, he's the one that makes the most sense. And then, hey, maybe something works out. But I'm not acting as if he is the answer to all of their problems either. It just seems like the most logical. 412-928-9370. Matt is in Lancaster. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Donnie. How are you, man?
Good. What's on your mind?
So many things. I was trying to get in last week when the sting of losing was more fresh, but I pretty much had like a manifesto at this point on all of my thoughts and feelings on this team. But just speaking about what you're talking about right now, I mean, I guess I'll roll the dice with Fields because, as you guys have alluded to on the show constantly with the alien QB, like that's what we need because we don't have the infrastructure in place coaching wise. And I don't think we ever will. That'll put just, you know, I know like Joe was talking about earlier, just like system guys, Darnold, Purdy, even like a Goff, we don't have the proper people in place that would be able to make them better than what they are. So we need just a freak that can hopefully do everything possible. And like it all goes back to the stuff with Tomlin. Just I know it's you're beating a dead horse, but you know, the one thing with me is he had been for all those years, we made two Super Bowls, you know, he won one with Ben, and then the whole back like decade of Ben's career, we won three playoff games. It's like we're now living in the world where when we were good it was Ben, Brady, Manning, that was it. And we're on the outside looking in at that now, and it sucks. But the whole argument with Tomlin, like, he had been still for 10 more years, and we only won 3 playoff games, whereas, like, these quarterbacks now, they're consistently getting in. Yeah, they might, you know, Mahomes is still winning everything. We got Allen winning games. Even Lamar, yeah, he's losing some, but they're still getting there every year. It just all comes back to that for me, and it's never going to change. And I just got to leave with this. I wrote it down last week. Our new standard, the standard is substandard.
Yeah, I mean, it really has fallen off so far to where the expectation going into the season has not for a while been win the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl. Then it trickled down to, okay, get to the AFC Championship game. Now it has trickled down to, let's just win a playoff game. And that hasn't happened for nearly a decade. 412-928-9370. Want to keep taking some calls on this. What do you want to see happen at quarterback? Russell Wilson for a $100 million deal. Just run it back the cheap route with Justin Fields. Go get one of the other old guys that will be free agents. Does Sam Darnold, who completely cratered in his final couple of games, tickle your fancy? Or do you think they take a big swing in the draft? 412-928-9370. More of your calls coming up next. We'll flip to some Bucco talk in a little bit. Noah Hiles will join us in about a half hour. It's Donnie Football in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. ESPN putting a potential deal for Russell Wilson out there. Dan Graziano speculating that the Steelers will re-sign Russell Wilson to a multi-year deal worth $100 million. So if you're wondering where I got that figure from the fine folks at ESPN, they referenced the Baker Mayfield contract in the piece, which is 3 years, $100 million with Tampa Bay. And there's even some thought that there'd be a little bit more thrown in for Russell Wilson. I say no thanks.
Donnie, can you humor me real quick? Can we just compare their stats, Wilson and Mayfield?
Oh, we can. I have Wilson's.
Would you like to do Wilson's first?
Wilson's 2024 season, age 36. Again, he'll be 37 by then. 2,482 yards, 16 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, a completion percentage of 63.7, a rating of 95.6, QBR 51.4. So in a few spots here and there, you could say better than last season. But all in all, he was a better quarterback last season than he was this season. He had a lower QBR in 2023, but every other category, he had better numbers in 23 versus 24. Now, fair to point out, he played in 4 more games last season than he did this season, but 11 games, went 6-5, technically 6-6 with the playoff loss.
Baker Mayfield went 10-8 this year, division title. It is the NFC South, but a division title nonetheless. 71.4 completion percentage, 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, albeit 16 interceptions, because you know what you're going to get with Baker Mayfield, somebody who's going to put up big numbers but also turn the ball over a lot. A QBR of 61.7 and a rating of 106.8. So you're telling me Russell Wilson would have had to average 337 yards and four touchdowns in the six games that he lost, or that he lost due to injury, to match Baker Mayfield. And you're saying that he's going to get Mayfield's same contract, or some people are suggesting that he could get that contract when Baker, when he signed the deal, was 28.
ESPN seems to think so. I think it's nuts. I don't know any team. I don't know a team. Now, you brought up the Jets or the Giants, but then I said I don't think a team in their right mind would do this. I certainly wouldn't. I would just go much cheaper, much younger. Let Justin Fields get a full season, and if he's bad, he's bad, whatever. But at least it's a year where you are bad on the cheap again with a young quarterback. And I know that this past year was cheap, but why would you take what happened this season and the value price you got it at and then say to yourself, yeah, let's try to do that again, but pay this guy 30 plus million bucks. It doesn't make any sense. 412-928-9370. Chuck is in Munhall. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, Chuck.
Good. Hey, listen, I kind of agree with you. I do like Russell Wilson to come back, but not for that price of the money. But here's my biggest take. What quarterback do you really think could do better with the receivers who don't want to catch the ball, who can't get open, and an offensive line that can't open up a hole for the running game or hole anybody? I don't see what quarterback would have done better than Russell Wilson in that case, because Justin Fields definitely ain't going to be able to get away from pressure too much. He'll get tired.
Well, I don't know about fatigue being the reason why Justin Fields can't get away from pressure. I just think the part of the game that he lacks would get him into trouble with pressure. But the one thing about him that you can put above almost any other quarterback in the league is what he can do on the ground, what he can do with his legs. He lacks in plenty other spots when it comes to being a good quarterback. But he could get away from things when it breaks down due to his legs. The Steelers' run game was also noticeably better with Justin Fields at the helm, because you threw in that wrinkle to the defense that, hey, it may not just be Najee Harris getting the football. It's not just going to be the same guy getting the football every time. 412-928-9370. Jeff is in Wexford. What's up, Jeff?
Yes, I fully agree we should keep Fields. Let him run the table next year. They've got to respect the run. And we did a weak job this year at the coaching spot, especially the O coordinator. We did not get Fields in the game, the fastest player on the team. We become very predictable. They know Russ can't get out of the pocket like a Baker Mayfield or like Fields. He gets trapped in there a little bit, and they sack him. Our O-line is subpar. I bet if we did some research on the three and outs, we probably led the league. We have a subpar punter. We can't punt 50 yards. And I'm just kind of watching the games that happened this weekend and comparing us and the coaches and the teams, and we're subpar. We don't have a coach that has emotion. Anybody that's played the game of football, your head coach loses his cool. He loses his cool when people jog their routes. He loses his cool when people don't know we're doing the two-minute drill and they're spinning the football instead of running it to the middle of the field or handing it to the ref. We have a team that does what they want. And our defense, I think it's a bad assessment to say that they're weak, because they play the majority of every single game. They play 75% of the time. And when we played against Baltimore in the first half, they were gassed.
And, Jeff, it was especially true in that final four-game stretch. The Steelers had a very good time of possession for, I would say, the first two-thirds or three-quarters of the season. And then they ran into that gauntlet down the final month or so of the season, and that completely flipped. They barely had the football. Think of that last game against Cincinnati, a team whose defense was one of the worst in the league, with a coordinator that got fired the moment after their season ended, or the morning after their season ended. The Steelers had the football for 22 minutes of a 60-minute game. Their idea, their plan going into that game was taking the football out of Joe Burrow's hands. Joe Burrow and the Bengals had the football for 38 minutes. What's up?
Adam Schefter is reporting that the Chicago Bears are finalizing a deal to hire Ben Johnson as their next head coach.
Ooh.
So, I know we talked about the potential Tomlin deal. But that's now, obviously, it's redundant, but yeah. It's officially off the table, and Ben Johnson leaves the Detroit Lions for Caleb Williams and the Detroit Lions.
That is a pretty exciting combo.
Which also, surprisingly, leaves the door open for Mike McCarthy to, I don't know.
Bring him home, baby.
Sit on the couch for a year. Let him come back as an OC whenever Artie Smith gets hired as the head coach of the Jets and they further fall into a pit of despair and misery.
It also is fair to point out that was one of the jobs that Arthur Smith interviewed for. And the only way that Arthur Smith is not back next season is if he would get one of these head coaching jobs. So I think that only leaves the Jets. There might have been another one on that list. Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams is a pretty fun combo, though. I mean, the Bears have screwed things up before, don't get me wrong, but it's a fun little quarterback and coach tandem.
I feel bad for the Lions. They had it. This was their year. This was the one.
It is going to be tough because they're probably, well, I can't say probably, but there's a fair chance they also lose Aaron Glenn, their DC. And things just crumbled in that game when you got down to the quarterback play. It all comes back to that. Jared Goff had a blow-up game, and Jaden Daniels was on point.
To your point earlier this morning, Ian Rappaport said that Aaron Glenn is set for an in-person second interview with the Jets. And apparently, I think it was, what's his name, Jordan Schultz?
Yes.
Yeah, there it is. If no deal is reached, he'll meet with the Saints for an in-person interview on Wednesday. This is Aaron Glenn. So they may lose both offensive coordinators.
Yeah.
To your point.
You could lose both your offensive and defensive coordinator. And now they did deal with a lot of injuries on the defensive side, which was pretty rough. I mean, they lose their best defensive player, one that I think is one of the best defensive players in the league,
if not the best,
Aiden Hutchinson. I'm going to be sour until next season about that, because the moment I have a guy set to win defensive player of the year, season-ending injury.
I was like me when we predicted the MLB awards, and I said Spencer Strider was going to win the NL Cy Young, and because in the clip I say he will stay healthy and he will win. What, 3 weeks later he blows out his elbow?
Yeah, it didn't take long. It was like a couple of starts, a couple of weeks into the season. You'll get to redeem yourself in a few months, Charlie. I'm sure that we'll have another show right before MLB opening day.
I will not pick Paul Skeens, because if I pick him and he blows out his elbow, I will be the ire of Pirates fans everywhere.
You got to pick somebody you just do not like. Is that why you picked Strider?
No, I like Strider.
Mets fan.
You know what? Give the Cy Young to the entire Dodgers starting rotation. Oh. Every single one of them.
We'll talk about them in a little bit. We're going to talk to Noah Hyles from the Post-Gazette coming up, however. Talk to Josh Yorish about the national championship game around 5 o'clock. Going to mix things up. Donnie Football in for the guys today on 93.7 The Fan. Noah Hyles from the Post-Gazette will join me next, but first, a message from Malzie.